latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
This weekend, Orihuela is the best place to be for cyclists. From today, 130 cyclists, 17 Guardiasville motorbike outriders, 14 support riders and a Guardiasville control car will be racing through the streets of the Orihuela municipality as the 12th edition of the cycle race Cinturón al Sur de Alicante is held from Friday the 9th through to Sunday the 11th of May. First of all, on Friday afternoon, the registration and gathering of the teams will take place in an area set aside on Calle Almorbenos at the junction of Calle Nazaris, just off Calle Escorpiones, near to the Municipal Sports Centre before the riders gather at Via Martín for the start of the race. That race will begin at 4:30 in the afternoon, taking in the Orihuela Costa and San Miguel area for a race that covers 82 kilometres. Starting off on Calle Paquito El Chocolatera, the riders will race along Calle Robert Wagner towards San Miguel, then go through La Marquesa, Los Montesinos, along the CV905 Torrevieja to Benijofa via Quesada, through Montebello, Vistabella and Bigastro, then heading through Hachillo and passing through Tormendo Lake, back through San Miguel and finishing at the Abbey Tavern at between 20 to 7 and 7 o'clock in the evening. Stage 2 on Saturday sees the race take in the mountainous areas of the municipality from Orihuela to Barbarroca with a 97-kilometre stretch. Starting at 10:30 in Orihuela, the riders will head south through Hachillo, then east towards Bigastro, through Vistabella and towards Los Montesinos before heading north towards Algorfa, Benijuza, Cayosa, Redovan, Albatero, through Hondon and finishing at Barbarroca at around 12:45 in the afternoon. Finally, on Sunday, the last stage sees a focus on Orihuela and Torremendo once again, with a 79-kilometre road stretch covering the farm and fruitful areas of the inland region. Starting at 10:30, the riders will leave Orihuela, head south through Hachillo, along Torremendo Lake, through Torremendo itself, and onto San Miguel, doing a circuit around the town at around 11:40, before returning along the same route through Torremendo back to Orihuela, with an anticipated finish time of around 12:30. The entire route can be viewed on the website of the organisation, who have been responsible for this event for the past 12 years, and the links to that website are on our website, theleader.info, along with details of maps of all of the routes. This is a unique event that highlights some of the benefits of the terrain of Orihuela, designed to take in as much of the area as possible, highlighting the diversity of the municipality. There will be an element of disruption to traffic through the weekend, so it might be best to avoid the area if you don't want to get caught out, but the Guardiasville riders are highly trained to deal with this sort of event and always manage to keep disruption to a minimum through mostly rolling roadblocks, although there will be some streets blocked to traffic completely. In addition to the professional cycle race in Orihuela, this weekend marks the annual event focused on by the Decathlon sports chain that they call Decabike. Decathlon stores across the country will be collaborating in the benefits of cycling, both in terms of health and environmental reasons. Although not quite the grueling state of the professional race, a 6.5-kilometre route on the Orihuela Costa will cover Calles Pinto Ribera, Pavo Real, Arco Iris and Salvador Dali, with a fun feel that this year will also include other forms of self-propelled movement, such as skates, skateboards and indeed running. Other side events are also planned, such as Zumba, multi-sport, cycle proficiency and education and more, to make this day a fun and healthy-based day aimed at the entire family. Registration can be done at the Decathlon store in the Athenia Boulevard, which is where the event will be starting at around 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. For more details on all of these events, check out the website www.theleader.info.